For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Terry Nelson speaking on behalf of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. To a teenager, the words do not, you cannot, and I forbid often cause the opposite behavior from the original intent. As if presented with a dare by the adult society, juveniles are curious, eager to find out for themselves. Fueled by a culture of virtual reality, extreme experiences, and instant gratification, teens feel compelled to try for themselves. Resulting dangers and punishments do not factor into the decision process. For teens, drug and alcohol top the list. Both are illegal and easy to acquire. As adults, we all know that everyone makes mistakes. As a parent, we must let them make mistakes while trying to protect them so that they can make a good choice instead of bad choices later in life when penalties are more severe. Not so easy for a parent to do in a society that prefers to punish instead of educate. The government's response has been to criminalize certain teen behavior and deal with it by punitive and criminal punishments. The results are 1.9 million juveniles have been arrested for drug possession in the past 10 years. If one of these kids was yours, then you personally know the pain associated with the event. This does not have to go on, and other parents do not have to feel this pain. Lectures don't work, and after-the-fact lectures fall on deaf ears. In the criminal justice system, even if the juvenile offender is lucky enough to be given community service, he or she is lumped in with other violators. Associating with other violators results in knowing others who sympathize with the offender, and thus it minimizes the punishment. The drug prohibition policy has placed the dispensing of recreational drugs in the hands of drug cartels, criminal gangs, and street thugs. Violence associated with this distribution network has increased annually since the beginning of drug prohibition. What makes more sense is to end drug prohibition and establish a system of regulation and control to be able to protect our children to adulthood. Let's remember that 900,000 teenagers sell drugs, but not alcohol or tobacco. And alcohol and tobacco are regulated and controlled. LEAP does not condone or encourage drug use, but we do know that the three-decade-plus war on prohibition is a total policy failure and that it's doing much more harm than good. LEAP does believe that the only way we can break the chain of kids starting to use drugs is total legalization, regulation of production, and control of the distribution of these substances is the way forward. Legalization will remove the criminal element and make it more difficult for kids to have access for drugs. It is up to us to ask tough questions of our elected officials and listen carefully to their answers. It's time for a change. Let's work together for a better future for ourselves and our children. This is Terry Nelson at www.leap.cc signing off.
Again, that website, leap.cc. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.